Then Abimelech said to Abraham, "What did you have in view, that you have done this thing?" And Abraham said, "Because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will kill me on account of my wife. But indeed she is truly my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said to her, 'This is your chesed that you should do for me. In every place wherever we go, say of me, he is my brother.'" Then Abimelech took sheep, oxen, and male and female servants, and gave them to Abraham. And he restored Sarah his wife to him. And Abimelech said, "See, my land is before you. Dwell where it pleases you." Then to Sarah he said, "Behold, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Indeed, this vindicates you before all who are with you, and before everybody." Thus she was rebuked. So Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female servants. Then they bore children, for the Lord had closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech, because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken, for Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, "God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me." She also said, "Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? For I have borne him a son in his old age." There are a few very important points to take note of in this account. Firstly, let's take a look at Sarah. Number one, it appears that God had rejuvenated Sarah. Abraham believed that men would want Sarah as a wife. Why? Because of how beautiful she was. Think about that for a minute. This was the second time that Abraham had passed Sarah off as his sister, instead of as his wife. The first time that Abraham did this, Sarah was at least 65 years old. On that occasion, Pharaoh took her to be his wife, in Genesis 12. It is hard, but not impossible, to believe that a woman might be physically desirable to a man at 65 years of age. The second incident, being the one with Abimelech, occurred when Sarah was 89 years of age. Both Abraham and Sarah had described her as being old and laughed at the idea of her bearing a child in her old age. If we go back a little bit to Genesis 12 and read from verse 11 to 13, we can see what happened when Abraham and Sarah were about to enter Egypt and how this all started. "And it came to pass, when he was close to entering Egypt, that he said to Sarai his wife, 'Indeed, I know that you are a woman of beautiful countenance. Therefore it will happen, when the Egyptians see you, that they will say, "This is his wife," and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you.'" In those days, men took wives because they wanted to establish and enlarge their kingdoms. They wanted their wives to have as many children as possible. A barren wife was considered accursed. Understanding that, it seems incredible that a king of a land would take a woman as his wife if he knew that she was too old to bear children? Thus, is it possible that a woman of 89 years of age could be so breathtakingly beautiful that kings would desire her as a wife? In the natural, this would seem impossible, even in today's world with its abundance of plastic surgeons. But it certainly appears that something supernatural had happened to Sarah. I believe that God had rejuvenated Sarah, just as he said he would in Genesis 18 verse 10, where God told Abraham, "I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, and behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." Sarah's beauty at 89 years of age seems to be proof that God was in the process of bringing what was dead back to life. The second thing to take note of with regard to Sarah is the fact that Sarah obeyed Abraham because of chesed. If we look in Genesis 20 verse 13, it says, "And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said to her, 'This is your chesed that you should do for me.'" In every place, wherever we go, say of me, "He is my brother." This is the second time we see the word chesed in the Bible. The first time we saw it was when God rescued Lot from Sodom because of God's chesed towards Abraham. And now we see that Sarah's obedience to Abraham was because of her chesed towards him. Abraham had appealed to Sarah on the basis of chesed. His appeal was to her covenant devotion and faithfulness to him. It seems ironic because by her obeying his appeal to her chesed, he placed her in a position where she could have been unfaithful to him by becoming another man's wife. But I think that the point that Sarah teaches us here is that chesed requires that you lay down your life to save the life of your covenant partner. You see, when you're in covenant with somebody, you no longer have any rights. Your focus is on your covenant partner, your covenant friend, not on yourself. Now, Abraham teaches us a couple of lessons in the story as well. For one thing, as we look at everything that Abraham went through, we realize that he was on a faith journey. Before judging Abraham for his seeming lack of integrity and wisdom, before judging him for his failure to protect his wife, we must remember that this incident with Abimelech occurred straight after Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed.